The High Court has been told the multi-million euro bitter legal dispute between the three shareholders of the Web Summit has been settled. The case had been expected to last 3 months, but after opening statements last week, Mr. Justice Michael Toomey had urged all sides to renew their efforts to settle. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor joins us. Vivian, this case had been expected to run and run. Can you remind us what it was all about?
Yeah, Rachel, it was the Web Summit founder, Paddy Cosgrave. He had sued his former school friend, David Kelly, who holds a 12% stake in the business, for alleged breaches of director's duties. He was looking for more than 10 million euro in damages for losses that he said related to Mr. Kelly's role in the establishment of a venture capital fund, which was separate from Web Summit. Now, in turn, David Kelly and a former director, Dara Hickey, who has a 7% shareholding, they had sued Paddy Cosgrave, alleging shareholder oppression and breach of a profit share agreement, and essentially they wanted Web Summit to buy back their shares.
There was an intervention by the judge earlier this week. So what did you hear today?
The case had opened last week. We heard these opening statements from all of the three parties. There was claim and counterclaim, a very bitter personal dispute this was described as. So just before they went into evidence and the first witness was expected on Tuesday, Judge Michael Toomey said this was an opportune time to speak to all the parties. And he said that unlike other corporate cases, this was a very personal dispute between just three shareholders. And he warned that it would take a greater toll on all concerned, unlike other corporate cases. He said it would take 3 months to hear in court, but it could be 2028 before it would be finalised if it was to be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. And he warned the parties that they would never get that time back. So the case had been adjourned a number of times this week to allow for those settlement talks. They'd been in and out of court, and at many occasions it looked like it was going to go ahead. But today we were told that the case had been settled. No details of that settlement were given in court, but all sides issued statements afterwards to say they were happy with the agreement. Paddy Cosgrave did make a statement outside court saying the settlement vindicated everything Web Summit had done to protect its interests. He also said that the agreement meant that all allegations against him had been withdrawn.
Vivian, thank you very much. Our courts reporter, Vivian Traynor.